You have to get a DMRI, you have to get a DMRID first. And then you have to program that into the radio where it says radio ID.
WIX.
Hi, Chris. Over to you.
Hi, David. If you get into any of the digital codecs, you're going to have to register with the authority that governs it. So you want to get on P25, NXDN, DMR, Fusion, D-Star, you got to sign up for it. There's no listening to it and not, you know, because then when you want to transmit, if you don't have the ID, the system doesn't recognize you. Now, I'm going to make a few enemies here. I was on DMR when it first came out, and it was great. Now it sucks because the guys that came up with DMR only have two time slots to play with. Public safety has like 28 of them, and they might have maybe 100 talk groups. In amateur radio, they got over 40,000 talk groups on only two time slots. Say the time slot you want to be on is worldwide, and maybe TAC-2 or TAC-25 is also on the same time slot, and it's busy, you get a busy signal. And you got to wait until they're done. And if they're in their, you know, long rag queue, you might as well go to time slot 1 and see if you can make a call there, but you can't do it on worldwide because it's on time slot 2. And it's not like that everywhere. What they need in DMR is more time slots, so they, what's the sense in having 4,000 talk groups if you only have two time slots? There's a lot of guys out there listening and waiting, and it sucks.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Time slots, like, per frequency, which might be, well, yeah, I'm not certain how DMR works, when you tie it in through the internet through other nodes and such, so maybe, yeah. I just thought it was just independent for frequency, that each frequency would have the two time slots per that system, and sort of like channel 1 and channel 2, I guess, or somewhat, I guess. Tom?